Tuesday, March 4th. Blaine Blackwell was right. Chloe, Zoe, and I were, without question, the most fabulous, best-dressed dancers in the fashion-forward universe. Okay, actually, the most fabulous, best-dressed, fake dancers in the fashion-forward universe. We had just left hair and wardrobe when we heard an announcement over the PA system. Trevor Chase, please report to the production office. Your limo to the airport is waiting.
Oh, no, Zoe moaned.
He can't be leaving, Chloe groaned. We have to get to the production office, I shouted. Quick! I don't know how celebs and party girls do it. We could barely walk in our stiletto platform heels, let alone run in them.
These stilettos are killing my feet, Zoe whined.
Well, you're lucky, Chloe grumbled. I can't even feel my feet. They went completely numb about 2 minutes ago.
Heads up. Three security guards straight ahead, I whispered.
We tried our best to strut down the hallway like glamazons, but our swaggers turned into crooked hobbles, which deteriorated into raggedy limps. It took forever to finally reach the area where the production office was located.
Yikes, more security, I said under my breath.
As we passed them, they eyed us suspiciously. Probably because we sashayed by like three clumsy horses in high heels. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. But we just stared straight ahead like snooty, self-absorbed divas and ignored them.
I was so relieved to see that the production office door was only 10 yards away. Then 5, 4, 3, 2. My heart was pounding. Chloe and Zoe looked frantic. I placed my hand on the door handle, smiled, and whispered to my BFFs,
"Thank goodness, we finally made..."
"Stop right there, young ladies,"
barked Mr. Grumpy as he quickly approached us.
"Sorry, no autographs,"
Chloe practically screamed at him.
"Will someone please call security on this? Security?"
I just rolled my eyes at that girl.
Sorry to bother you girls, he said hesitantly. But I just need to ask you an important question.
OMG. We were so busted. We just held our breath and waited for the inevitable.
Did someone just drop this earring? I found it on the floor.
Oh, I guess I did, Zoe said, relieved. Thanks.
Since we're rich and famous celebs, those earrings probably cost $10. I mean, $10,000. All the cool Disney stars wear them, too. We actually hang out with them, Chloe lied. And tonight we're going to a party given by...
Ow, that hurt.
Thankfully, Zoe kicked Chloe in the shin to shut her up before she completely blew our cover.
Come on, girls,
I said, plastering a fake smile across my face.
We have to get to that important meeting with Mr. Trevor Chase ASAP.
Have a nice evening, the guard said, nodding.
I couldn't believe we'd finally made it. I was going to be so happy to see Trevor Chase. We opened the door and excitedly rushed inside. Then we stopped dead in our tracks and just stared in shock and disbelief, because standing right there in front of us were... Nikki, Chloe, and Zoe? Well, that's what their ID badges said, anyway.
I have to stop writing again.
My dad just asked me to go to the mall with him to help pick out a birthday present for my mom. Her birthday is on Saturday, March 15th.
Hey, people,
I'm on spring break.
But you wouldn't think so with all of the demands Mom, Dad, and Brianna are placing on my precious time off from school.
How am I supposed to write in my diary with all of these random interruptions?
Anyway, more dirt on Mackenzie tomorrow.